Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by FastMinder. Leading off today, currently Apple Vision Pro has a few different options for text input, including a virtual keyboard, Siri, or a separate Bluetooth keyboard. A new rumor this week says that Apple could bring Apple Pencil support to Vision Pro as a new way of interacting with Vision OS. The rumor cites an anonymous source familiar with the matter and doesn't dive into too many details at all, but it says that Apple has internally tested a new Apple Pencil with Vision OS support. The feature could work for text input as well as drawing in apps such as Freeform and Pixelmator. There have been rumors of a new Apple Pencil launching alongside the refreshed iPad Pro lineup coming next month, but it's unclear if that Apple Pencil will be the same one that supports Vision OS. Apple is expected to announce Vision OS 2.0 at WWDC in June, but it's possible that Apple adds Apple Pencil compatibility with a software update sooner than then, such as with Vision OS 1.2. But for now, really all we know is that Apple has tested the possibility of bringing Apple Pencil support to Vision Pro. In other news today, Apple is winding down its long-running project to design and develop its own displays for the Apple Watch. Bloomberg reports that about 7 years ago, Apple kicked off a project to create its own micro-LED display technology that would be used first in a future Apple Watch model, then eventually expand to other devices. Micro-LED screens from Apple would have featured brighter and more vibrant colors and were viewed as the next step beyond OLED displays like what's currently used in the iPhone, the Apple Watch, and soon to be the iPad. But Bloomberg says the cost and complexity of the effort ultimately proved too great for Apple. The story explains that despite all of their benefits, micro-LED screens are difficult to produce in sufficient quantities, and manufacturing them requires cutting-edge technology and a complicated process called LED transfers. So with all of that in mind, Apple has now officially scrapped its in-house effort to make micro-LED displays. And as part of that change, it's reorganized the teams that handle display engineering, a move that will ultimately eliminate several dozen positions in the United States and Asia. But Bloomberg does also note that Apple is continuing to invest in micro-LED technology for future products. The expectation just is that it will work with a partner instead of designing those displays itself. We are sponsored this week by FastMinder, a new app from Fun Media that helps you optimize your health and achieve your wellness goals through intermittent fasting. FastMinder offers an easy-to-use and well-designed interface for tracking all of your fasting details. An easy-to-use timer lets you choose popular fasting plans like 16-8, 18-6, or create your custom schedule that suits your lifestyle. You can also monitor your fasting progress with insightful charts and graphs, letting you track your fasting hours, weight, hydration, steps, and more to see how your body responds over time. And of course, FastMinder integrates with all of the native system features on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. This includes live activities, widgets, Apple Health integration, and a modern-designed Apple Watch app. Hit the link in the show notes to learn more and to get started with FastMinder. My thanks to FastMinder from Fun Media for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Next up today, the European Union has announced that it is not satisfied with Apple's App Store changes to comply with the Digital Markets Act and is formally opening an investigation for non-compliance. If the investigation confirms that Apple failed to comply with the DMA antitrust law, Apple could be fined up to 10% of its worldwide turnover, a figure that would be somewhere in the realm of $38 billion. The European Commission is focusing on Apple's browser choice screen for iOS, which is a new pop-up that appears after updating to iOS 17.4 in Safari that asks users to pick their default browser. It's not explicitly clear what exactly the EU is unhappy with about that screen. The EU regulator is also looking into the fee structure that Apple announced for distributing apps outside of the App Store, presumably referring to the core technology fee. And finally, it's investigating Apple's continued anti-steering policies, looking into how Apple might prevent developers from linking to outside payment options. The European Commission hopes to complete its investigation within the next 12 months. And in case of an infringement, the commission can impose fines of up to 10% of Apple's total worldwide turnover and up to 20% in case of repeated infringement. Apple's 2023 turnover was $383 billion, which again could mean fines of up to $38 billion initially, rising to $76 billion for repeated infringement. Running out today, Apple has released macOS 14.4.1 with a few notable bug fixes for the Mac. Apple says the update provides a fix for an issue where USB hubs connected to external displays might not be recognized, a problem where copy-protected audio unit plugins designed for professional music apps might not open or pass validation, and a fix for an issue where apps that include Java might quit unexpectedly. Apple has also revealed more details about the security improvements of macOS 14.4.1 and iOS 17.4.1. Apple says that the updates fix two different vulnerabilities, neither of which were exploited in the wild. You can update your iPhone and iPad to iOS 17.4.1 and your Mac to macOS 14.4.1 via the Settings app on all of your devices. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. Find an ad-free version of the show on 9to5mac.com/join. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.